Well, Coach, you went up to Valentine. It was a busy stretch. JV's on Thursday, girls on Friday, and your varsity kids on Saturday. Let's talk about Saturday first. Hey, third place overall, 157.5 points, a number of medalists. This was an outstanding meet for your kids, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a really good tournament on Saturday up at Valentine. It was a great way to end the first half of our season. You know, the kids went up there and they knew what they were getting into. Most of them had been there before, and so they knew what to expect. And we were really pleased with how they came out and wrestled from top to bottom, from the first round all the way to the last round. You know, our kids went out there and they competed well, and, you know, they represented our team and our school and Southwest Nebraska quite well on Saturday. You know, we had six of our nine guys that were wrestling in the semifinals, and, you know, that's no easy task. A couple of our guys wrestled above their seeds. One guy that stands out in particular was Trenton Riley. For the second week in a row, he went out there and got some big wins early on in the early rounds, and put himself in the driver's seat and got himself all the way to the championship finals once again. And so, you know, that's 2 weeks in a row where he's been in the championship finals, and you know, he's wrestling really well right now, and that's good to see because you know, he works hard in the practice room. He practices almost daily with Tristan Campbell, and you know, I think that's starting to rub off on him and help him on the mats when he's competing. And so it's great to see the success that he's having. He got second place at 150 pounds on Saturday. Some other medalists for us, Tyce Hamberlin is another one. Not only did he make it to the championship finals, he actually won his bracket. And so we were really pleased with how he wrestled on Saturday. He beat a pretty good kid in the championship finals on Saturday to get first place. And I don't know for sure, but it might have been his first championship title on the varsity side as a high school wrestler. And so he's feeling pretty good about himself. Tristan Campbell at 144 pounds got first place. He ended up beating a pretty good wrestler in the finals from South Dakota, a kid that got third place in South Dakota last year, kid from Winter, South Dakota. And, you know, that match was going to be a close one, and Tristan went out there and right from the beginning set the tone and picked up some good points and was just in the driver's seat the entire time. And so, you know, Tristan right now is undefeated for the first half of the season and wrestling at a really high level, and so we feel really good about him. Gabe Roberts at 190 pounds, picked up some good solid wins, got second place in his bracket on Saturday, you know, and a pretty good finish for him. And then Spencer Steinbeck at heavyweight also got first place, went out there and pinned his opponent in the finals round, a kid from Gordon Rushville that only had one loss on his record going into the tournament. He went out there and pinned him, I believe, in like 17 seconds. And so Spencer Steinbeck not only won his bracket, but also won the award that they give out for the fastest pin of the day. And so, you know, you have those five guys that were in the championship finals that really helped us, you know, get third place. It actually came down to the last match of the day. Spencer Steinbeck, his pin, put us over Cozad right at the end. We were in fourth place, and Cozad was in third place. And, you know, with Spencer's win, that put us, I think, a point and a half above Cozad. And so the kids were pretty excited about that. You know, not too long ago, we lost a close duel against Cozad. And so, you know, I think that's something that the kids really wanted. And so they were pretty jacked up and excited about that. Some other placers for us on the day was John White at 106 pounds. John White got fifth place. And John White is only a freshman. And, you know, this was his first tournament that he got to place as a varsity wrestler. And so, you know, kudos to him. You know, he picked up some good solid wins, and he just continues to improve every time he's out there on the mat. And then Callan McCorkle at 165 pounds, he also placed on the day. He got fourth place at 165 pounds, and, you know, he continues to improve every time he's out there on the mat, and he's really fun and exciting to watch. And, you know, I think his wrestling's going to go to even another level the second half of the season. So we look forward to all of that.
Great job by your varsity guys Saturday. I know on Thursday, Coach, you had a big meet with girls varsity and boys JV. Had a lot of your younger kids compete in that. And I'm sure those younger kids did some outstanding things at that JV invite on Thursday too, didn't they?
Yeah. You know, our JV guys got to got another opportunity to wrestle in front of the home crowd on Thursday, you know, and they always enjoy that opportunity. And so it was fun and exciting to see that. And, you know, those younger guys, just like every year, they just need the mat time. And, you know, every time they go out there on the mat, hopefully they learn from, you know, what they're doing. And hopefully they're improving every time they step out there on the mat. And, you know, some of those guys are going to be expected to step up at the varsity level, you know, this year. Some of those guys are going to be filling in spots for us in duels. And some of them, you know, we're going to be expecting, you know, hopefully for them to pick up some wins when they do step up to the varsity level. And so Thursday we saw some of, you know, some of that improvement, and that was good to see. Probably the highlight for the JV guys was Vince Moshik at 165 pounds. He got first place in his bracket, and he's a guy that, you know, just a freshman, but he's a good competitor. He wrestles off against Jackson Blomstedt, who's on varsity right now. Those two wrestle off for the varsity spot, and it's usually pretty close between those two. And, you know, he's pushing Jackson, and Jackson's pushing him. And, you know, like they say, iron sharpens iron, and they're just both benefiting from that competition. And so it's good to see Vince's hard work paying off and, you know, getting the success that he's having at the JV level.
Coach, got the moratorium going on right now, but hey, that 5 days is going to be here and gone. You're going to be back on the mats coming up on Saturday, getting the second half of the season, so to speak, going to North Platte.
Yep. Right now we are on our moratorium, our well-deserved 5 days off. You know, some of the guys have some bumps and bruises, some sickness that hopefully will all be cleared up over these 5 days. And hopefully they come back refreshed and recharged and ready to go, because we'll be right back on the mats before you know it. We'll have one practice day on Friday, and then on Saturday we're in North Platte at their duel tournament. And so we'll probably get five duels on Saturday, and there's nine teams there, but all of the teams that are there are highly competitive, and it's a lot of teams that we don't normally get to see throughout the season. We get to see teams like Scotts Bluff and Gehring, which are, you know, Class B schools. We get to see North Platte, which has a solid team this year in Class A. And then they bring in teams from Wyoming. We get to see Cheyenne Central and Cheyenne East. Cheyenne East is one of the top teams in Wyoming. They always bring a solid squad to North Platte, so hopefully we get to match up against them. And then there's even teams like Lincoln Northeast that is there. And so, you know, that's a team that we don't normally get to see. And so we look forward to that competition as well. But, you know, our guys will be excited to get back out there on the mat. A lot of our guys have a lot of momentum going right now, and I'm sure they want to get it back on the mat as soon as possible. But we're going to enjoy these 5 days off over the Christmas break. And, you know, like I said, hopefully come back on Friday at practice, ready to go and recharged and ready for the second half of the season.